and reward your patience. So, inshallah, let's have a few minutes class before your Isha time, Adam. What is Isha time in Malaysia?
Rukaya usually prays late, so we should end. I honestly don't know when the other mahalas pray. I think in the
Okay,
masjid we
but
pray around 8:55, right?
8:55. Okay. So let me just make sure I stop by then, inshallah. Okay, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، اليوم which is 24th of Muharram 1446 years after the migration of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم from Mecca to Medina, which is equivalent to July 38th. So 2024. So bi-idhnillah azza wa jal, we continue from where we stopped in this noble work of Imam al-Nawawi, Riyad al-Salihin. As-salamu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yubarik fina wa fi ma nata'allamu wa an yaghfir lana zallat wa yaghfir lil mu'allifi wa yarfa darajatahu fi al-aliyyin. So bi-idhnillah azza wa jal, we continue from where we stopped, and if I'm not wrong, we are supposed to be dealing with the hadith of Umm Salama. I guess hadith of Umm Salama. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الذي يشرب في آنية الفضة إنما يجرجر في بطنه نار جهنم. I don't know whether we were done with the previous one. Okay, I guess we did that. Okay. So Umm Salama, Zawj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الَّذِي يَشْرَبُ فِي آنِيَةِ الْفِضَّةِ إِنَّمَا يُجَرْجُرُ فِي بَطْنِهِ نَارَ جَهَنَّمْ. The one who uses the vessels and the cups of silver, you know, anything that is made from silver, and drink water using that one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is just swallowing, you know, fire in his stomach. So it's just like he's drinking fire in his stomach, and the fire here is referring to Jahannam, not Jahannam. So this is a clear indication by the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that using gold or silver for eating or drinking is impermissible. It's impermissible because whatever lead to hell is not permissible Islamically. A Muslim is not allowed to use it, you know. So the hadith specifically talk about drinking, or in some narration, eating, and that's why all the scholars, to my knowledge, agreed upon this, that eating or drinking is not permissible for a Muslim to use these utensils. And when it comes to other usage, this is where you have the controversy of the scholars. Can I use gold, you know, cup or container to perform wudu, and also to use it for any other purpose? You know, put my, you know, other things and wash them inside. Can we use it in this? Purposes or use it for purification? Yeah, this is why you have the controversy of the scholars, and the vast majority of the scholars believe that the Prophet ﷺ just use eating and drinking, and he as a sample, you know. But this is not to say that it is restricted to those two, you know, as a means of qiyas. So we just use those one and do qiyas to include or to exclude any other thing that might share or not share the same illah in common with those two things, eating or drinking. So that's how the majority of the scholars see it, that this is just a sample given to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We do the rest. You get it? Any form of isti'mal is rejected Islamically. However, you have the minority view who believe that no, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said eating or drinking, so we have to stick to that. You get it? And as such, they will not tell you it is impermissible for you to use it for any other purposes other than eating or drinking. It is up to you. Yeah, but as we always establish in this member of ours, that being on the safe side is always good. Yeah, being on the safe side is always good. And we do have other, means and utensils. Why do I need to go for gold and silver? With all of these controversy of the scholars, why can't I just stick to other than the gold and the silver to avoid getting into trouble with Rabbul Alameen? So this is what I will advise, a person to stay away from it. To be on the safe side is better. Yeah, being on the safe side is better. وفي رواية لمسلم قال إن الذي يأكل أو يشرب في آنية الفضة والذهب. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the first narration, he says الذي يشرب في آنية الفضة. And in the second narration, he says الذي يأكل أو يشرب في آنية الفضة والذهب. So you see the additional information we got from the second narration. And in the second narration, then it says the one who eats or drink, in the anit silver or dhahab. So in the first one, it says only silver, but in the second one, it mentioned both gold and the silver. Yeah, it mentioned gold and the silver. وفي رواية له, in another narration, لمسلمين, from Sahih Muslim. من شرب في إناء من ذهب أو فضة فإنما يجرجر في بطنه نار جهنم. In another narration, he says, whoever drinks in the ania of gold or silver, what he is taking into his stomach is none other than the hellfire. So as I said, all of these clear indicators by the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that using gold or silver, as a means to drink whatever you want to drink or to eat whatever you want to eat is impermissible Islamically. And by the means of analogy, the scholars use any other form of usage. What is the illah? Wallahu alam. They also have a lot of, discussion concerning this matter. And some scholars said because the nufus of the human being is attached to these ones. And the poor people, when they see somebody doing this, their heart will be broken. You get it? But this one is not laistaqim abadan, because there are some other, precious, stones and things which are much, better and greater and more expensive than the gold and the silver. And people already know that. So if that illah is the same as what they are saying, if the illah, I mean, if that illah is true, then the prohibition should be extended to other jewelries, precious stones, rather than the gold and the silver. So once we restrict the hukum to gold and the silver, then we are trying to say that yes, the illa huna qasir al dhahab wal fidda, al illa qasira, illa qasira meaning just for the gold. Applicable on the gold and the silver only. Yani we cannot extend it to other precious jewelries or stones. So as I said, always being on the safe side is better for a Muslim. Yeah. Why do I need to drink in gold and silver? Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good and tawfiq. So we still have time. Let's move to the next book, which is Kitabul Libas. The next book will talk about al-libas. Libas is dressing, clothes, dress, so this is what this book will be talking about. Imam Nawawi categorizes his book under different books or titles. Kitab al-salah, Kitab al-libas, Kitab al-adab, Kitab, so on so. So the next book is the book of al-libas, yeah? The cloth. قال باب استحباب الثوب الأبيض وجواز الأحمر والأخضر والأصفر والأسود وجوازه من قطن وكتان وشعر وصوف وغيرها إلا الحرير. So this topic we'll talk about the encouragement of the Sharia, that when a person recommendation of the Sharia, encouragement of the Sharia, that when you wear clothes, you should try and make them white. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves white cloth. So when you decide to buy, it's better to get the white cloth, especially for the brothers. Yeah, especially for the brothers. The sisters, because having something that is too much attractive is not recommended for them. So white might not be appropriate outside because it's too catchy, too open, you know. So this is mustahab for a person to wear the white cloth. Inshallah, we will talk about this. And also, it is okay to use other colors, red, black, you know, whatever color, as long as Islam doesn't make it impermissible. And whether it is from cotton or from what you call wool or whatever, you know, the person is having the cloth, as long as Sharia did not does not say, you know, any impermissibility, then it's okay for a person to have the freedom in that regard. Illa al-harir, says except the harir, the silk. The silk here we're talking about the natural silk, the natural silk, the one that is the extract from the Dudat al-Qaz. I don't know that English name for it, but in Arabic we call it Dudat al-Qaz. It's a very amazing, you know, worm that some part of it is being, you know, reduced slowly, 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 slowly up to the level where if it keeps reducing, then that insect might be gone, might die. You know, one of the scholars said is one of the ajib khalqillahi azza wa jalla in this type of worms. When it reaches that level, then it will be turning into another creature, a butterfly. Go and meet another butterfly, you know, and when they meet, you know, they produce another Dudat al-Qaz. And the same process also people take from the body and part of it up to that level, and then it will turn into a butterfly, go and meet another one, also produce butterfly. So this is the Hari. Whenever you hear about the Hari, we're talking about the natural one, not the artificial one. Not the artificial one. قال وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال قال الله تعالى سوري قال الله تعالى يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير. الله سبحانه وتعالى says يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا. We have revealed to you. This ayah is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the event that took place, you know, between Adam and his wife, you know, on one side, and also Shaitan who deceived them on the other hand. So deceiving them to eat from the tree, and they became naked completely. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to go out. So they have to go out of Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed them that He has given them libasin. Since we are talking about cloth here, they lost their cloth. They became naked. And this is exactly what evil doing is doing. You know, evil doing, what it does, it makes a person naked. All the protection that you're supposed to be having will be gone. All the protection you're supposed to be having will be gone. You know, that's why we really need to understand this correctly. You know, you really need to understand this correctly. You have your protection and your affairs will be concealed as long as you're with Allah. When you go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be naked. That's the real nakedness. Yeah, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after letting us, you know what exactly happened with Adam, he says, Ya bani Adam, qad anzalna alaykum libasan yuwari sawatikum. Send Adam down. Adam was naked. His wife also was, became in the same way because of what do you call eating that fruit, and disobedient. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them and took them down to the earth. And he told us that he's going to give us libas, the cloth. You know, since they're naked, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them also libas. Qala wa rishan. Rishan is the adornment, you know, not decoration, you know, whatever covers a person and adorn that person. Wa libasut taqwa. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have already given you also libasut taqwa. And something to protect you more. And this is more on the spiritual side. You know, taqwa is the best libas. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Dhalika khair. This one is walibasu taqwa, dhalika khair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but the libas of the taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you is better. Subhanallah. So you can see two types of libas, spiritual and the physical one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the spiritual one is better for you, which is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a message to us, you know, at the time of Adam and also this moment, that we should take this matter seriously. Always check your iman and make sure that you are doing the right thing. Yeah, you need this libas to protect you, to cover you, you know, and that's the only way, the path you can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get the best of the protections. So it says, wa libasu taqwa dhalika khair. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we give you the libas, the normal one, you know, and also we give you another one, which is the libas at taqwa, but the second one is better for you. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمُ الْحَارَّ وَسَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ بَأْسَكُمْ. That's in Surah An-Nahl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says one of the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us is that He gave us sarabil. Sarabil is a cloth, the cotton ones, and any type of clothes, libas in general. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us sarabil taqikum al-harra, those kind of clothes that we wear so that it will protect us from the heat. Was sarabil taqikum ba'sakum. And also knowing that we are human beings, we are going to engage in fighting here and there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we also gave you another type of cloth, which is sarabil taqikum ba'sakum, the one that is protecting you from the enemies. Like the durus, the turs, I'm sorry, like the durua, or turs, ad-diraqa. These are all, you know, names are given to the shield and the armor a person is wearing when he is facing an enemy. But this is also a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He let us, you know, understand how to provide ourselves with these protection from the natural, things that might harm us, like the high temperature or the cold temperature in the winter. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us another protection in situations where we might be facing an enemy. So you have something to help you to protect yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good and tawfiq and be with us wherever you are. So I don't want to go into the inconveniences of others, those who need to go to prayer, and inshallah I will compensate you bi-idhnillahi azza wa jalla. Now let's move to question and answers for this few minutes that left. There's about 10 minutes, I guess, to the Iqamah. So if there is any question, please, Adam, come up with it. Barakallahu feek.
Just one, Sheikh, by Shafa. What
Salam.
is the difference between the types of ikhtilaf between the scholars?
Oh, that one. That one itself will take all of the 10 minutes that left. So Shafa, I know you are a very patient person and you will be patient. So let's ask in the next class, inshallah, probably on Saturday, inshallah.
There are no other questions.
Okay, let's give them a few minutes.
Okay, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. From Sister Haslisa, oh, from Sister Mourni. If a person feels heavy to do something good and she keeps doing it, but she's not sure of her sincerity, what does she need to do?
Just keep doing. And this is all from Shaitan to make a person think that he's not sincere so that you can leave the righteousness. So just keep doing it. You're between you and yourself. Make sure that this is meant for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. What thoughts Shaitan is bringing, just try to take them away. They don't want to go away, just ignore them completely. And just make sure that your heart, between you and your heart, that this is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's it. Yeah. Don't worry about what Shaitan is doing. The purpose of Shaitan is to make sure you don't go ahead and continue. Yeah, so if those thoughts comes and you listen to them, you stop. This is what Shaitan is looking for. Allah grant us a good.
Another question from Sister Mona. Would similar shades to white, such as off-white, be recommended, or does the clothing have to be purely white?
The best is to have a purely white. Yeah. The best is to have purely white. But if a person doesn't have a purely white and he has some colors which are mixed with the white, now ما لا يدرك كله لا يترك جله. You know. But the best is to have purely white. But if it cannot, then a mixture of white and some other colors is fine. Sure. Any other question, Adam?
None, Sheikh.
So, if there is no question, I wish you all the best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you good and tawfiq and be with you wherever you are. Innahu bi kulli jamilin kafil. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.